In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the word of his grace.
The King of Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, we read from verse 20. I want you to please prepare. It's a miracle meeting. And because the testimonies, there will be a commotion of testimonies in your life. Amen. Come on, you are on the crusade ground. I thought your amen will be loud. Amen. Can I hear a Shiloh amen? Amen. And behold, a woman which was deceased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, said, daughter, be of good comfort. Be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Look at your neighbor for me. Tell him or her, your faith has made you whole. In the account of St. Mark, the same passage, the same story rather, the Bible says in Mark chapter 5, you read from verse 25, but in verse 28 beginning, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Is there someone here tonight who will touch his clothes? I can't hear your answer. Raise your voice and shout, I will touch him. And I will receive by faith. Now, in this passage, Jesus was on his way. He had an invitation to come to the house of Jairus, a ruler. He was on his way for a ministration. And then this journey or trip was intercepted. This woman, with faith in her heart, said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So it was like going on a service. The crowd was pressing on him. But a woman came by faith, and she touched his clothes. She was made whole. And Jesus stopped the service because one woman had disrupted the flow, had disrupted the organization, had disrupted the program. One woman by faith had intercepted and interrupted the program that had been outlined. And Jesus paused and said, somebody touched me. And he needed to hear his testimony. Is that Pastor Paul? Pastor Paul, Elijah, I welcome you. God bless you. Pastor Livingstone, we appreciate you. God bless you. Jesus said, someone touched me. He stopped for this woman to share her testimony. So, which means Jesus would need you to share your testimony to glorify the God of heaven. Don't forget, when Jesus was told Lazarus was sick, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, but that the works of the Lord might be made known by him. He wants to reveal the works of God through the situation of this man, the dying, and then the dead man. Hallelujah. So he wants you to share your testimonies. He's interested. Jesus in Luke chapter 17, from verse number 11, 10 lepers were healed. One came back. Jesus said, we are the other 9. So he expected them to come and share their testimony. Jesus wants you, once he has done a miracle, he has given you a blessing, he wants you to come and testify so you can give glory to his majestic name. The glory belongs to him, not to any man. And if there is any man that wants to contend his glory with him, the man is ready to die. All glory to God. In Psalm 22, verse 22, the psalmist said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise you. When you share your testimony, you praise him. And that's all. And when you praise God, you commit him to do more. What did I just say? When you praise God, when you share your testimony, you commit him to do more. As you testify, God will do more in your life. I thought your amen will be louder. In Psalm 66, verse 16, the Bible says, come and hear all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I will declare what he has done. Don't be an ingrate. Declare what God has done in your life. Declare it. Say it. Shout it aloud. Noise it abroad. And that was exactly what David did in 1 Samuel chapter 17. When Saul said, you cannot go and fight this Goliath. That was a problem confronting David, confronting the whole of Israel. But David said, come and hear my testimony. And he began to share his testimony. I was keeping my father's flock. A bear came, a lion came, took a kid, each of them at their different times. I went after it, I caught it by the beard, I smote it. When it rose against me, I delivered the kid from his mouth. And so the God who delivered me from the paws of lion and bear, we delivered this uncircumcised Philistines. He shared his testimony to do what? Number one, to glorify God. Number two, to strengthen the heart of Saul and the children of Israel, to edify the church. Number three, to put the devil to shame. So I put it in my own way. Your testimony glorifies God, edifies the people of God, and shamify the devil. So we want to glorify God tonight. And please be attentive. As people, God's people share the testimonies of the doings of God in their lives, you begin to connect. Because God will do awesome wonders in your whole life tonight. I thought your amen will be louder. Amen. And the Lord will give you a testimony. At this meeting, we don't preach. We just listen to testimonies and we praise God. And God multiply testimonies in the lives of his people. So you are the next to testify. Amen. Come on, I said you are the next to testify. Somebody help me shout it. I am the next to testify. All right. Are you ready? The testifiers are ready, I suppose. And I will need help from... I am not going to put microphone in your hand so I could control. I am the one in control of time now. So once your time is up, the microphone is taken from your mouth. If it was all day, Abe Lube, we will take it like that. So please, you tell us your name and what the Lord has done. And don't forget, all glory to his name. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory. Sing it loud, come on now. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to that. So, when I ask you to sing that time, you didn't sing, but now you are singing hallelujah. So each testimony, you will join me to sing that song. After it, is that okay? Pastor Abel, I will need you to, will I not stress you? Okay, come. If you need to elevate yourself, elevate yourself. If you need to, you know, you can descend and ascend. You understand what I'm saying? Depending on the circumstances. What's going on there? Amen. Praise the Lord. Shout a louder hallelujah. For those who are just coming, this session is an integral part of 10 Days at Shiloh. And it's one of the outlets of the mighty move and manifestations of God. So open your heart as you hear. If you hear a testimony about healing, the spirit of healing will enter into you and raise you up. For those who are joining online, that's exactly what is going to happen. you hear the testimony of a breakthrough, the same God who made it happen for that brother, for that sister, will go ahead once you release your faith and make it happen in your life too. In the name of Jesus. That shall be your experience in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear your louder amen? Amen. And so testimony night, 10 days at Shiloh 2024. Let's welcome the first testifier. Give Jesus a big clap offering as I invite Sister Lola Sini for our testimony. Lola, come forward, please. You have 2.5 minutes, or is it 3, max, to share your testimony. Tell us your name and what the Lord has done.
My name is Olade Mutsimi. I didn't want to come outside for this testimony. I shared it with Daddy some days ago, and he said, and he told me I had to share it to the church. My daughter, for years now, had been having issues with her breathing, which sometimes whenever she has malaria or just normal child sickness, she breathes really fast. So we sometimes manage it with like a nebulizer, a machine that we use to give her medications to her nose. So last Shiloh, it happened again, and I felt embarrassed because people were staring and wondering what's up. So at some point, Daddy came in after she was sleeping, and the thing was going on, and she was breathing really fast. And Daddy laid his hand on her chest. There was a mosquito net, like, so he went into the mosquito net and prayed for her. I met them. And to the glory of God, I'm here this Shiloh. I don't even know the last time we used them. Because the doctor said they did not know it could be asthma, but they could not, they wanted to give a definite prognosis. So they told me to wait until it gets really, like, if she does it again, we should wait till it gets really bad, and then we can actually give it a name. And I want to thank God that name is not hers.
Praise the Lord. Let me interrupt you. Did you get what she said? I am a playful pastor. I play around. And I saw a little girl under the mosquito net there, breathing irregularly with whatever machine. What did you call the machine?
Nebulizer.
Huh?
Nebulizer.
You know, doctor, it's about one. So I crawled into the mosquito net where she was sleeping to pray with her. I wanted to play with her. Did you hear that? I play with kids. I wanted to play with her, but I saw the bridge, so I prayed with her. And the mother said that was the last time that thing happened to her. Would you give Jesus a big clap of glory? Somebody shout hallelujah! Before we sing.
Second testimony, my husband on the 4th of July ran into a bit of trouble with the police. And
please speak the Nigerian English we will hear.
My husband ran into trouble with the police, and it became a court case. So on Wednesday, this Wednesday, it was to appear in court. According to him, the white police officer was saying things that did not happen. But he had a body cam on, and they were thinking maybe they would maybe check it and also attest to what he had said. Surprisingly, on that day, on Wednesday, I was praying along Moriah and also during Shiloh. It was in court. So he sent someone. And then the judge felt like you were the one who had citations against the state. And
Baba wa gboruko yiga o. Amen. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Shasa, don't wait for me again. Okay, be fast.
Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Give Jesus a big clap offering. Let's welcome Brother Alaba Abiola Oladoja. Let's give Jesus a big clap offering as Brother Alaba comes. Let Brother Ernest begin to get ready. Your name and what the Lord has done very quickly. Alaba, get down.
My name is Oladoja Alaba Abiola. I want to share this testimony on behalf of my mother, Miss Kendi Oladoja. Early last month, she was down to Ibadan from Lagos. She was very sick, and it was very serious. It was even our first our first son, which was brother with that, rushed down to Ibadan. So getting to Ibadan, they rushed out to hospital because I was not with her then. But the major cause of the illness, which I did not really know, but I know she was a diabetes patient, that whenever she's sick like that, it takes a lot of time before she gets well, get ill. So I pray with my senior colleagues. I told them at the office that my mom was rushed down to bed and she was very sick, that please, we need to pray for her. We prayed. But what was initially in my mind was that since Shiloh is coming up, I will pray before then, and I will make sure I invite her to Shiloh that by then, especially the diabetes, because for every two weeks, you have to take some drugs that, when they even wrote the name in the hospital, me, I don't know. Close to like 22,000 every two weeks that she must take. She insisted that if she did not take that drug, mommy, I was like, mommy, you are okay. We've prayed, we've taken that. She insisted that if she did not take that drug, she would not be fine. I said, because of her diabetes. So, and I invited her for the Shiloh. I said, even if it's a night, mommy, I joined to roll on Ewa. She said, she don't know if she will understand that. She was even telling me that Taluma interprets from when she even came in 2 days ago on Wednesday. But I took her to the medical section first. So when Dr. Mc Yaye assessed her, after everything, she was like, she's okay. Me, I was looking, did this doctor really know what it is? I told her she's a diabetes patient and she has been on drugs for so. She said she has checked her and she's fine, that she just, even when they check the BP, that the sugar stuff also is normal, 113, that she cannot, she should not go more than that. And like by now she's okay. I was like, and before now, I even let down here that God, doing this Shiloh, if my mom should come, I just pray that she will be fine and she will be to the glory of God. When she left, everything was okay. When doctor confirmed that she's fine, and I just want to return all the glory back to the God of Shiloh. Thank
you. All glory to the Lord.
All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord.
Brother Patrick Agu, begin to get ready. Brother Ernest, your name in a very loud way and what the Lord has done for you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Ernest. I want to thank the God of Shiloh, of the truth. The God of Shiloh truly answers prayer. Last year, Shiloh, one of the days I experienced a dangerous blood sugar level spike of 463. It caused me a lot of pain and I had intense fear of death. At some point, I lost weight. My weight went from 72 kg to 44. I was looking like a broomstick. But today, I am a testament to God's healing power. From then till now, I have not experienced that dangerous sugar level spike. And I'm just here thanking God and the wisdom He provided through the medical unit. And I'm thanking God for this God's healing power. Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Wait a minute. Dr. Olagudu, what is the physiological, metabolical, what is the medical implication of a blood sugar to 412 and 468, 467? What was the possibilities? Please step forward, doctor. Please tell us so you can appreciate what God did for that brother.
Thank you, sir. Most of them go into hyperglycemic emergency.
What is hyperglycemic emergency?
They become comatose. They go into
what
coma.
What is comatose?
They become unconscious. So you just, and when you are trying to resuscitate them, they don't respond. It's a 50-50 case. Letter hydrating, giving water, doing all that. Some of them don't make it at all. From there, they die. But we give God the glory. God brought him back.
glory to the Lord. Oh, 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 glory. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Amen. Wait a minute. Please, I want you to, the Spirit of God witnessed to me now that as we're sharing testimonies that miracles are taking place in people's lives. Please open up. You're going to check. After this, I'm praying, you will check yourself with a situation. It is dropping off you tonight. They miss a chance of saying amen here. No illness, no infirmity, no poor praying, no problem, no trouble. We follow you on today in the name of Jesus. Let's welcome Brother Patrick Agu.
Praise the God of Shiloh. My name is Agu Uzodima. I want to testify to the goodness of God in my life. For about 3 weeks now, I've been having this serious pain on my leg, on my right leg. That made it even difficult for me to drive and all that. It became so bad last week that I was wondering what the cause was. And then I got to the office on Monday morning, and everybody that saw me said, please go to the hospital, because it was really, really bad. And then by Monday evening, I told them I wasn't going to go to the hospital. I will see Shiloh doctors. I'm not going to go to any hospital. I want to see Shiloh doctors. So I came in the evening, I went to the medical stand, and I explained to them what problem I had, and then they gave me some drugs and asked me to buy some other drugs. I got home that night, the pain became very, very excruciating. It was so bad, I have a son at home who was also on a treatment and could not sleep that night. So I decided to spend the night with him in the living room on the couch. So I had him on my chest. He was in a serious pain. I was in a very terrible pain. So I had him on my chest, and I was wondering, I said, God, what's all this? What kind of pain is this? While I was complaining, I just heard a tap on my leg. And the person tapped me and said, Baba Patrico. I paused. There's only one person that calls me that person name. So I recognized that voice. And I turned back. It's only Reverend that calls me Baba Patrico. As soon as he did that, he just tapped my leg, and like in my house, I just looked up. Before I could see him, he had walked away. Now, before then, I tried lifting that leg. It was so heavy, I couldn't lift the leg before then. So as soon as he tapped me and said, Baba Patrico, I came back, because I was half asleep. I came back to consciousness, and I looked back, and he had walked away. So I fell asleep, because we were both awake, we couldn't sleep. Immediately, we just slept off. Now, I didn't know what happened. Until the next morning, I woke up, I had my quiet time, I went out, and by the time I finished what I was doing in the morning, I decided to quickly go to buy the drug. When I got to the Kunleara, I gave them the decision to buy the drugs. And they said, and they mentioned the drugs name, I said, what do I have to use these drugs for? I just noticed that there was no pain, there was nothing on my legs anymore. That's when I realized that nothing was happening to me again. And people of God, I bought the drugs actually, I took it home, I have not had any reason to use it till now. Till now, as I'm talking to you, I can't even remember I had any pain on my leg. The whole thing just disappeared. I couldn't lift the leg, now I can jump, I can do anything without any stress.
Oh, oh, glory to the Lord. 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 Oh, glory to the Lord.
Anytime God wants to appear to you or do something in your life, it will come through a voice or the picture of the prophet you respect and acknowledge. The pastor you don't recognize or value, you will never draw virtue from him. I was sleeping in my house. I was not there. But because of value, we attract virtue. It will attract the voice. If God wants to speak to you through a voice, it will be the voice of your pastor that you respect, that you listen to, that you will obey. That is the truth. So if you place no value on your pastor, he will never appear to you. His word will never make any impact on your life. If your pastor is your paddy, the one you don't respect, kudos to you. They play. Let me read these testimonies, and then I will ask Sister Bosse to get ready. One or two more, and then we are good. Listen to this. Someone said, I want to thank the God of Shiloh for healing me of heart fracture on day one of Shiloh 2024. Friday, 8 days ago, heart fracture. The God of Shiloh healed me through the word of knowledge that came from the servant of God, Reverend Yemi Graceman Adoloju. From that time till now, my healing had been perfected. Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Oh, glory to the Lord.
Someone said, this is, that testimony was by Godwin Etuk. This testimony from Sister Bukola says, I want to thank God for granting me a good job I prayed for last year, Shiloh. 2023 Shiloh, she prayed for a good job. I prayed and danced during Shiloh dance. When is Shiloh dance?
Tomorrow.
What time? 6 a.m. Shiloh festival. One of the features, you've got to dance. You can dance your way out of poverty, out of lack. You dance. It's tomorrow morning. So this person danced last year. She prayed and danced. And I asked God for a good job with a salary 3 times better than my previous job. And God did it and granted me a job 4 times better than my previous one. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Lord, oh glory to the Lord. Oh glory to the Lord. Oh glory to the Lord. Oh glory.
Oluwa Tobi Akiyemi said, praise God, church. Please help me to thank this amazing God. During one of the Shiloh meetings, God answered my prayers. Now a happy mother of children. Now wait a second. Different challenges and complications during my childbirth, but God has healed me. Memory loss has been restored to God. What pastors go through. I remember the case of this lady. At childbirth, she went into coma. There was one name, I used to remember that name. May God make you forget bad names. She was unconscious for about 2 months in ICU, UCH. She was in intensive care. My wife, I thank God for that woman, visited almost every other day. I could only go twice. I wasn't sure she would make it. I could only pray, God have mercy. She was unconscious. She came out, but she couldn't recognize anybody or remember anything again. Up until now, she doesn't know how to drive again. She couldn't recognize anybody. She couldn't remember anything, not even her name, not even her certificate, not even anything. So she couldn't walk. She couldn't do anything again. But I thank God for good husbands. Thank God for good wives. But God has restored her. God has healed her. Secondly, I want to thank God for blessing me with a convenient job and for financial blessing. Memory loss restored. New job, convenient job granted. I don't know what you have lost. Tonight, it is restored.
Amen.
Can you shout a Shiloh amen?
Amen.
I don't know the person trusting God for a good job. Tonight, heaven sanctions it.
Amen.
Heaven sanctions it.
Amen.
Your application will be heard.
Amen.
Heaven will hear the voice of your application.
Amen.
Don't forget what Pastor Yinka told us. Hear him. Remember? So when God said hear him, everything must hear him. Everything will hear you.
Glory to the Lord, oh glory to the Lord, oh glory to the Lord, oh glory.
Praise the Lord, church. In 2021 and 2022, Shiloh, I wrote down the WAEC resort I wanted for my daughter. And God made it happen when she wrote a WAEC in 2023. She wrote the resort that she wanted in 2021, Shiloh. And in 2022, Shiloh, the girl had not written exam yet. But she wrote the exam in 2023 and God made it happen. Someone is here with a desire. God will make it happen. They didn't say amen very well yet. Let me talk to you. Also, she was admitted this year, January, for the course of her choice. Secondly, my youngest daughter's common entrance result is a testimony of it will not go round. If it will not go round, you will be served first. How many of you remember that word? That whenever things will not go round, your home will be given to you first. They didn't say amen here at all. I will talk to them. I am saying that it will be anytime things will not go round, your home will be served first. Let your amen be the loudest. Thirdly, I prayed early in the morning of Friday that Shiloh was starting. Before 5:30 on Friday, I saw an alert that confirmed my prayers. Praise the Lord. Not debit alert. How many people want credit alert here? Receive it in Jesus' name. Let me read this. And like I said, let's Sister Bosse get ready. Okay, Sister Bosse Bangbade, where are you? Let's give Jesus a big clap offering as we see. Sister Bosse, where is she? All right. Tell us your name and what the Lord has done.
Praise the Lord. My name is Bosse Bangbade. Last year, during the sharing with the house for them, and in my heart, I coveted it, and I prayed that God do the same thing for us. Not knowing that on Saturday, God will use the man of God to do something that is prophetic. He brought some stones from a house very close to him, and he put them on the altar, that those who are trusting God for house, they should come and be picking it. And a lot of people came out, and I was
that day they stole my phone.
Yeah. And I was like,
please, hold it. Help me welcome my father, Prophet Pastor S.C. Adegbeya. Let's give Jesus a big clap of you. Daddy, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome, sir. Today, wait. I will share my own testimony. How I would have become a divorcee. But for this Baba here. Have you heard it from me before? All right, give Jesus. Please take your seat. Continue your testimony. I brought stones.
Yes.
Jerry, Elisuru. Olorun ha ri ni so fun mi pe my son am a gbo audibly again mo gbo njo yen na o sugbon enikan wa ti o ni pari odun yi ti nkan ti se who is it there paso Mrs. Oladimeji. All right, because please come, let's give room for Pastor Adegboyega. I can ask my daughters to stand up. My daughters can stand up. Abi, stand up. Ki daughter mi kan ba mi stand up leyin e bo se yin. Daughter mi kan. Se mo ke mi o daruko ki daughter mi kan ba. En daughter mi kan mi ni meji. Abi ri nkan. So that Pastor Mrs. Oladimeji will see sit on her seat. All right. Thank you. God bless you. So Kole Emokuta, continue your testimony.
So it was like a lot of people were coming. I was wondering, will I be able to get one? Eventually, I took one. Precisely 2 weeks after, I was just at home. My husband just called me. Are you at home? I said, yes. He said, somebody is coming. You will just sign this document for me. He didn't tell me what. So when they brought the document, I saw that it was the document for your land. I was so excited. I said, thank God. So, and I went to visit the land. So when I got to the place, I realized it was an estate and gated. And all the whole place was full of building. And I was even surprised at how come we are able to get the land in this place. I was so excited. Then the woman very close to me said, see, this place, you won't get water. If you want to build out, nobody will give you water because this land is rocky. So I just called my husband and told him. 2 weeks later, I just sent some people and they dug put the machine, bought chain that they will use when we start building. So after some time, I didn't hear anything from me. So June this year, I just called you, boy, rain have started. Say, this land, it will not be overgrown with grass. Said, when last did you visit the place? I said, in fact, I've not been there since then. Said, go there and check now. When I got there, I was shocked. I was just saw the beauty. It was just remaining for them to roof it. It was a four-bedroom duplex. I was just surprised. And 2 weeks later, he roofed it. As I'm speaking now, it just remained just 30% completion. And I was just excited. I got
a glory to the Lord. A glory to the Lord. A glory to the Lord. A glory. A glory.
A glory to the Lord.
Let me read this testimony from Dr. Olufolaji. And I will explain. Mama said, I want to give peace. because I escaped the accident of getting electrocuted on the 23rd of March this year. That's one. I also give God all the glory because I did not burn down the whole house through my forgetting a kettle containing a little quantity of water on the gas for 7 hours. I slept at 10 p.m. and woke up at 5 a.m. only to meet the stove still burning. But to God be the glory that everything was okay. Shout hallelujah. Mama is over 70. I came for Mama's 75th birthday. So that was how many years? Last year. Mama turned 75 January this year. So 75 year old. Doctor, she has walked and walked. She has retired. She should, you know, let her just do a workout, not boiling water. You know, I just told her, how old am I? Timo Bere, Pastor La, 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 La. But please, let us always be careful. But it does. But we want to give thanks to God that the God of Shiloh, the God of grace, preserved Mama and the house. Give Jesus a big clap offering.
A glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah. All right, somebody praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It can be better than that. Hallelujah. Let me read one more. But before then, let me invite the last person I have here. Evangelist, I won't be able to call you tonight because of time. Let's welcome Brother Damola Oyejobi. Give Jesus a big clap of him, make it louder. Tell us your name and what Jesus has done for you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Damola Oyejobi. I want to give thanks to God who has preserved myself and my household. My testimony is, I would say, 3-in-1. And 2 would be for my brother, and 1 for myself. July 38th, I received a call. My brother has been healed for a while, but we thought we could manage it because he was writing an exam in his school. My mom called that he was being transferred from Olabisi Onabanjo University to the University College Hospital, Ibadan. I was worried. But I said, no problem, we keep praying. So when they arrived Ibadan, I got a call around, I think 8 p.m. that UCH did not receive him. So what are the options? Then we started, you know, moving from one hospital to the other. I was not there, but I was communicating over the phone. People of God, I can tell you that this will be the first time I would, you know and come to terms with the fact that it is possible that 7 different hospitals will reject a patient. At 2 a.m. the next day, we have not found a place that it will be received. I made calls and eventually there was a place that received him. So 31st of July, you know, we ran some tests and you know, you handle patients and because they're not your relatives, you don't feel it. When it is now your blood, you know. So when we needed to run some tests, he needed to urinate. And I saw the urine and it was coke. Already I understand what that meant. He had a case of a suspected, you know, obstructive jaundice. His face, his eyes were already turning yellow. And, you know, we made some calls. And I want to also say that at every point of this testimony that I'm giving, God also strategically placed men to help us. Somebody gave a testimony recently that Iyane Yonijo, and daddy said it, and I can testify to that goodness. We got to Rainbow Clinic Diagnostic Center. I made a call to Sister Timilene. She's here and she has been really helpful. And through the assessment, it was vomiting. Nothing stayed in his tummy. Because of time, I would like to shorten it.
Yes.
But eventually, you know, at Rainbow, Mom asked, who is this person that is helping us? I said, it's my church member. She said, okay, and she appreciated. Now we got to UCH. I made a call and Dr. Iyayi also came through. My mom asked again, who is this person that is asking? I said, he's my church member. And she was like, your church member is everywhere. I said, it's God. She received us into the ward and treatment started. Eventually, he had to do, you know, dialysis because his glomerular filtration rate was 13. And what that meant was that that is N-line CKD. Sorry.
See, if you are talking to us who are learned, we will understand. But if you are talking to educated people, they may not understand. So break it down. Not for my sake, or for the sake of it.
You drink water or not, there's an amount of, you know, filtration that has to happen by your kidney. So the normal recommended is over 90. In his case, it was 13. So that tells you it was grossly low. But, you know, it was done. He felt better. And Dr. Yayi called me and said, well, we have tried. Now, the God of Adulaju needs to answer us. So, we prayed, we believed. You know, sometimes you pray, but you still don't believe that it can happen. But we kept on, both with the therapy and with prayers. And after 19 days of admission, he was eventually discharged. But that is still not the testimony. It is possible.
Share the testimony now.
It is possible they discharge and things still eventually go wrong. So on day 5 of Shiloh, that was on Tuesday, he went again for checkup. And in fact, it was Dr. Yayi that sent me the result. He had already sent it to me, but she sent it to me and she said, congratulations. That everything that was deranged is now normal. He's also in church this evening to testify to the goodness of God. Hallelujah. At the core of this testimony, I'm a regular blood donor. So at the point he needed to be transfused, and you know, at the point I was due, so I said I would donate. I mean, it's no big deal. But to my surprise, when I got there, you know, they would normally run screening. So they asked me to sit aside. I thought I was waiting to be answered. Then they called me and I said, well, unfortunately, we will not be able to receive your blood. What is wrong? Actually, we are suspecting what? You know, he mentioned something. I said, what exactly is it? No, give it. Let me understand. He said, RVS, a retroviral. I said, I just kept my calm because I wouldn't be able to explain it where the exposure was from. So, of course, the PEPFAR clinic was already closed for that day. So, I kept to myself. And I went for the test. A test that would normally run the course of maybe 3 or 4 days. The result didn't come out until 3 weeks. And during the time of waiting, I kept praying and believing. Because there is no explanation for that exposure. But sometimes things happen, you can't explain it. So, I was believing that what they suspected would not happen.
So what did God do?
Maybe people don't understand what I said. I was suspected to have HIV. So it is not also normal that, you know, they will suspect that it is positive, then, because the chances that it will turn negative is very, very slim. So I kept believing, and when I went to receive the result eventually, to the glory of God, it was non-reactive. But the irony of the whole matter is that I was believing, but when I received the result, then I began to doubt again. That it was suspected, then now non-reactive,
I needed a second opinion. So I went again to run another to go there today to confirm that it is truly non-reactive. And to the glory of God, it is not. Praise the Lord.
A glory to the Lord, a glory to the Lord, a glory to the Lord, a glory, a glory,
a glory to the Lord, a glory, a glory to the Lord, a glory to the Lord.
Pastor Abel, take your seat. I don't know if I'll be able to finish reading this, excuse me, long testimony, but I will skip the skippables and read the readables. I was first diagnosed with heart failure in July 2023. Barely 9 months, I moved to the UK. I was held in the hospital as I was already seeing the end of life symptoms. So that is what is called the end of life symptoms. Maybe you are here, you are seeing the end of life symptoms. But on this exalted altar I stand, that sentence of death is canceled.
Amen.
I thought your amen will be louder.
The
end of life symptoms, which was taken from malaria typhoid in Nigeria. I was held in the hospital as a living corpse with the stage of diagnosis, but I discharged myself after 10 days. What's wrong with me? I only needed to rest. I left and went to my house and I collapsed in my room. After a few days, I got home. Ambulance came to quickly. Thank God. Where is she? Ambulance came quickly and took me to the hospital. It was at this second admission I spoke with Daddy. She spoke with me then on the phone. And he prayed with me. I remember telling my brother in Christ, Sheyi Salau, that he should not allow me to die like this. And he should pray with me and for me as I'm talking to him with the last breath in me. The second hospital had to refer me to a heart specialist hospital in Manchester. I became unconscious before I got there. I went into cardiogenetic shock and was in coma for 14 days. Prayers were raised at this same time, at this same Shiloh last year on my behalf, and God did answer. I found favor in the eyes of God and man. My both left and right ventricles were down and not functioning again. I was placed on BVAD, life support. I understand English. BIVAD. What does that mean? BIVAD. BIVAD. Are you saying I'm not correct? BIVAD. BIVAD. Praise the Lord. All right. Life support machine to survive some few days to enable the flow of blood and oxygen all through my body. Also, I already had acute kidney injury stage 3. In my unconsciousness, I experienced hell. After so much dialysis, mini surgeries and diagnosis, the consultant surgeons and cardiologists with special interest in heart transplant decided to go for a heart transplant for me. Someone who went to study masters in UK. I had never heard of it in my life before. Who will give me heart? Where will I see it? My visa expiration, my graduation was another emotional problem. I cried, I called on God to take my life and please not make me suffer. How will they do it was another issue. To all my worries, I didn't hear God speak, but He sent calmness. He sent calmness, and in calmness informed in form of people my way. People prayed. God of Shiloh heard, and I was placed on super priority list for a new heart. Ah, who do I know? How? Do you know what super priority list means in the United Kingdom? Which means anytime in the whole of the kingdom that there is a heart that is available, this person is on super priority list, he's the one to get it. In the whole of the United Kingdom, someone who went to study, who didn't know anybody, that could only be God. An opportunity that a British citizen does not even have. The diagnosis, surgeries, and heart transplant was done within 3 months. That was the fastest they had in the hospital. After a successful surgery of the transplant, I was to wake up in about 2 weeks from deep sleep, but I woke up on the fifth day, which was my birthday. My healing was very fast, to the glory of God. Again, there was a wonderful God, Shiloh. May you all experience him in the name of Jesus. So I am responding well to treatment, but my visa got eminent when Daddy will take care of me. Daddy prayed with me, and we both sang praises to God at one of his visits to the UK. He mentioned me in a miraculous way. The hospital assigned to me a social worker who cares for me like a mother. She's always happy to relieve me of my problems. Sorted everything, everything, from visa fee, feeding, clothing, housing, money, searching for solicitor who did everything concerning my visa application. The first application was denied with no right to appeal in July, and I was asked to leave UK in October this month, this year. But then I remember that when the Lord wanted to liberate the Israelites, he had in the heart of Pharaoh to glorify his name and to destroy the Egyptians. I maintained my steez and composure. It was a very devastating moment, but it was a settled case. But God wanted to show off his glory. The solicitor wrote a letter to the Home Office, Okudiel, to the Home Office for judicial review to remove the clause no right to appeal and let us appeal the decision in court. The lawyer had already given us charges, and it was very pricey, £1,000 sterling per hearing. Where will I get money from? My assigned social worker suggested we open a GoFundMe account to source funds for the appeal court case ahead of us. I cried to God. I said to myself, this is not my portion. The hospital management took it personal and was waiting for responses, and we were already preparing all the necessary documents needed to go to court with. Boom! The Home Office changed their decision and granted me approval to stay in the UK with every entitled benefit in August. This was just within a month. Even the solicitor was shocked, and to everyone, including myself. When I went to the UK, I saw her, and this song came to my mind. If you know it, join me to sing it. Ibi mo gba koja, awon kan gba be soda, ounje to mara mi dan. Lawon kan je temi bo o so je baba la fun o lo fi sara fe mi tori mo ra nu ba ni iru iriri ti mo ri lawon kan ri suba.
Glory to the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord.
Amen. You need a testimony. A major one. And you will just pray one prayer. And my Father will put a seal on that prayer. But let me share my testimony. Sit down. I used to fight with my wife. You know, I was a very stubborn person. Stubborn man of anger. And my wife too stubborn. Woman of anger. Stubborn multiplied by stubborn is trouble. And so when my wife offended me, she was always quick to say sorry. And I was always quick to say it's okay. But there was this one. For the first time, she had offended me big. There was a time she was in anger, she called me a bastard. And I said, I'm not a bastard. Then I said, that's what some people say, and they receive slap from the husband. She said, if you don't slap me, you're a bastard. I said, I will not slap you. But then she just called me a liar. Just calling someone and I got angry. So she apologized. And my response is, get out of my study now. And she saw I was really mad. That I was, you know, just, you're a liar, that's a lie. And I got mad. Get out! And the spiritual daughter of ours was there. She also knelt down, both of them. Then I changed my, both of you, get out now of my study. And my wife saw that, no, this is not. I had woken her up some days before then. I said, you know, I love you, but now I want to divorce you. I said, we'll see, be friends. I will have my children. I will take, she said, me now, I will take her. I would. So I said, get out. Then she left for work. And as soon as I was boiling, I was still in anger. I don't know if it is, you call it any anger, unholy anger. Then I received a phone call from my father seated here, Prophetess Alibu. I said, Reverend, where are you? I want to see you. I said, yes, sir. Should I come to you, the house or officer? He said, no. The Holy Ghost said I'm the one that should come and see you. Should I be going to the officer? He said, no, where are you? I said, I'm at home. Stay at home. I'm coming to your house. Why would Baba call? You know, when your father says, I want to come and see, I'm the one. Holy Ghost said I should come. Holy Ghost, amen. But at 10 a.m., then by 9 a.m., my wife got back home. Wow, I said, they all click. Then Baba came. This was 2010. 2010 was the last time I had a fight with my wife. And Baba said, after telling us some stories and explaining some things, and then he told me a word I would never forget. He said, I do know you. She said, well, look, do you think you are the one? What is happening later? Do you think your grace, your wisdom can handle that? He's God. And if I hear a fight from you from today between you and your wife, you are the one that is wrong. So I got up, I prostrated. So I repeated what he said, Daddy, the battle boy, if you hear of any fight between me and my wife, I am the one that is guilty. So my wife jumped on her knees and said, Daddy, if you ever hear a fight between me and my husband, I am the one. So both of us now agreed that we are both guilty. Since both of us are now guilty in advance, we are guilty, so there is no need to fight again. If you don't have a father, you are finished. No matter your anointing, if there is nobody that you can be reported to, that can call you to order, you are finished. These are the Baba that can call me, God's servant, Bishop Felix Adejuma. My father, Baba. My Baba here, yeah. Prophetess Adeboyega. But see, Womi, but you to solare, my dear Fed Jueso. My dear Fed Jueso. Mi o fe jo esun ri mi o de ni fisun emi ni father o. Hallelujah. How many of you want a testimony in your life? Stand to your feet. Listen, mention three things you want God to do. You've had testimonies. Ask God for tough things. Ask God for impossible things. Men of God, ask God for impossible things. Please, sir, Pastor, ask God for impossible things. Shehu, ask God for difficult things. Where is Paul? Ask God for difficult things. Minister, ask God for impossible things. And you will see God. May I make a boast in God. Everybody, those who have been written off, this is your opportunity. You will ask God. You have 3 minutes. Your 3 minutes start now. I am not asking you to pray a silent prayer. Cry out, oh God of Shiloh, this is my situation. This is my case. This is, ask God. Lift your voice and ask. You have our testimonies. Is anybody asking? God wants to take the glory over your matter. God wants to get the glory over your matter. Are you still playing? Please pray. Please ask. Sheniantu sabalente kaliande. Sete kele metusa. You have 40 seconds more. Three things. The seal of approval is on it. Heaven is hearing. The impossible is happening. There is no impossibility with God. Seconds more. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus. Let your amen be the loudest. Amen. As God's servant, we put a seal, a prophetic seal, on this prayer.
Amen. It is my very great pleasure to be part of this wonderful program, particularly tonight that we have such invaluable proofs and testimonies that are undeniable. And I know that you are the one that will be on the line next in the name of Jesus. Testimonies are meant to also touch other lives and other destinies. Look at the testimony of our Reverend Adoloju, and he said, from today it is finished. And our dear mother also stood up and said, today it is finished. Maybe you are here, you have listened to this testimony. I believe that there should be someone who is also saying, regarding that quarrel between me and my spouse, it is finished. If you are the one, for 1 minute, can you please give me your hand? By the grace of God, I will also be a father to you. And I will also say it is confirmed that it is finished. If there is anyone that wants to show up to say, and I am saying, whatsoever may be the size of the offense that I have had against my spouse, I am this testimony, it is finished. If there is anyone out there, before I put a C, various petitions that you have lifted up, please come out quickly and just to say a word of it is finished. And the problems are no more. If you are there, I'll still give you 1 minute more, because it's a very strong, powerful testimony. The size of the offense does not matter. It is the size of your submission that matters. Reverend said he was stubborn. I saw him, and I continue to see him as a very humble person, because when somebody like me will talk to him and say, will you please stop that for now and forever? That person is a stubborn person, and he says to you that, daddy, for now, you can never hear that. There is still one person more that is not out. Do you still want to expand it or enlarge it, or you want to put a stop to it? The thing that Jesus Christ spoke on the cross was, it is finished. It is finished. Forgetting all about what people might have done to him, But this, but now it is finished. Even your sins, your unrighteousness, whatever, and my own life too, I nailed to the cross, it is finished. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Lord, we bless you. When Jesus Christ spoke it, he didn't reverse it. What you are saying tonight, please don't ever consider the need for you or allowing any situation or circumstances to make you to wanting to reverse it, wanting to. Not even reverse it now. We want to reverse it. Don't reverse it. Because certain promises of the Lord are waiting for you to be fulfilled when your obedience is complete and fulfilled. Father, Lord, I thank you for this wonderful people. Thank you, my sister. Lift you high, and I say you are wonderful. They are saying, I surrender. I surrender. I submit unto you. I submit it all unto you. And because you have done this, may the Lord, my God, give you fullness of joy in your home in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even concerning your relationship with that particular person, the Lord our God will give you fullness of joy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The promise that you are given unto God before the people of God today, there shall be no opportunity for Satan to make you to wanting to reverse it. Even in the name of Jesus, all the matters are settled. As a father, I tell you, I say it is settled. Amen. There is no need for a prosecutor or defendant or whatever. It is a matter, it is settled. It is settled. For now and forever, it is settled. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you for submission. The Lord bless you for your obedience. The Lord our God will justify you and make your home to be a home of fullness of joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, rise up, and of the Holy Spirit. Once you have this handshake, please take note that it is a, don't go yet, it's a covenant. And as that the Adulaju did, and our mother in the Lord here did, I am also doing so. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Do I hear your amen, loud and clear? The Lord bless you. 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 It is done. Can we please stretch our hands towards this altar? And she came and knelt down before the altar. Is it possible? It is possible any more longer. And nobody will understand what she was saying. Eventually, Prophet Eli had to ask her. And I won't ask her. The zeal that Prophet Eli put on it was, whatever may be your desire, you have searched it before the Lord. You go, it is done. Amen. I don't know what those desires are or the petitions that you have lifted up unto the Lord. At the shout of your loud amen, it is confirmed. Amen. I love her for one thing. Anna took out of the way frown faces. No doubt, he truly believed that what the prophet has told us, may I say to you concerning those petitions and more, at the shout of your amen, heavens confirm it done. Amen. Heaven confirm all done. In the name of Jesus. What will follow will be invaluable proofs that God has done it. In the name of Jesus. Your testimony will be bigger than that of Anna. In the name of Jesus. In whatever areas you have lifted up your petition unto the Lord tonight, testimonies are following. No, I don't like that. I say testimonies are following. Okay, not ordinary testimony, invaluable testimonies are following. You are the next online to come and testify. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, it is done.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adulaju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeloju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.